is the main event of the night. 12 rounds of boxing for the WBC Middleweight Championship of the World. Introducing, in the blue corner, fighting out of Potomac, Maryland, weighing in at 158 pounds, with a professional record of 33 wins, one defeat, with 24 KOs. He is the challenger and former undisputed welterweight champion of the world, Sugar Ray Leonard.
Welcome, everybody, to the latest edition of the Hitman Chronicles. This is part 9 of the life and times of Sugar Ray Leonard, and today we look at his epic April 6, 1987 comeback fight against what I consider the greatest middleweight champion of my lifetime, a man whose career I completely chronicled on the Life and Times of Marvelous Marvin Hagler 10-part series. I left this fight out on purpose because I knew eventually I would do a Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard podcast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. The epic April 6, 1987 classic encounter between Marvelous Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard, one of the greatest fights in middleweight history, one of the greatest comebacks in boxing history. And we will break it down completely on the last Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, part 8. We took a look at his epic September 16th, 1981, come from behind spectacular KO of Thomas Hearns to become the undisputed welterweight champion of the world. Well, he only got to defend that undisputed title one time against Bruce Finch early spring 1982. Then, as I mentioned in the last podcast, while training to fight Roger Stafford, Sugar Ray Leonard found out that he had a detached retina in his left eye. The doctors at Johns Hopkins University did emergency surgery, and it was a successful surgery. Leonard had to pull out of his fight against Roger Stafford, and then in November of 1982, at the Baltimore Civic Center, now known as the Baltimore Arena, Sugar Ray Leonard held a press conference, a celebration of his career, in which he decided whether or not he was going to fight again, and he retired, to the dismay of many. But at that point in time, my father and I thought he was never going to fight again, because it's not like today. You've had a lot of fighters with detached retinas. They are able to come back and fight again. At that point in time, we never knew of a fighter that was able to fight again after having a detached retina. There were fighters that died years before that with detached retinas. There was fighters who were no longer able to fight again. But modern technology, modern medicine, was able to help Sugar Ray Leonard, and he got clearance. And 2 years later, he fought Kevin Howard. I believe the fight was held in Worcester, Massachusetts. And in that fight, Sugar Ray Leonard looked listless. He looked lethargic. He got dropped early in the fight before coming back and stopping Kevin Howard in the ninth round. That fight occurred on May 11th, 1984. After that fight, Sugar Ray Leonard retired for the third time. Now remember, let's keep count of Sugar Ray Leonard's retirements. His first retirement was after he won the gold medal at the 1976 Olympics. He said he was going to become a business major in college. never fight again. Unfortunately, he had a baby from his girlfriend Juanita. Both his parents were, especially his father, was sick. So he had to do what was best in order to provide it for his family. So he hired Mike Trainor to be his financial and legal advisor, Angelo Dundee to be his manager and trainer, and they struck a huge deal with ABC. He got endorsements left and right, and he began what at that point in time was the most lucrative financial contract in boxing history, and to be honest with you, sports history. He retired a second time after the detached retina. And the detached retina, ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to mention this. And in Sugar Ray Leonard's book, The Big Fight, there was three incidents that probably led to that detached retina. There was the fight that I chronicled here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, his fight against Marcus Giraldo. You can check that out in the spring of 1979. He got hit so hard during the middle of the fight that he saw double vision, that he had double vision. That fight, the fight against Thomas Hearns, and in the sparring before the fight against Thomas Hearns, in which he got hit with an elbow from Odell Hadley, he felt those three situations combined to result in him having a detached retina in his left eye. He came back against Kevin Howard. He didn't look or feel right. He came back and knocked out Howard after getting dropped for the first time officially in his career early in the fight. And actually, it was the second time he was knocked down. He did. The referee made a mistake in his fight against Dick Eklund. He slipped, called it a knockdown. So this was the first real, legit knockdown. Excuse me for my voice. I've got nasal because I'm suffering through allergies here. It's allergy season as I'm recording this on the morning of May 10th, 2024. Okay. So after losing to Kevin Howard in Sugar Ray Leonard's book, he talks about the darkest period of his life. He began a cocaine and alcohol addiction. He also began to sleep with several women. And he talked about on a couple of instances, he was robbed by women. He would wake up and one night his wallet was gone. All the money that was in his wallet was stolen. And another time, a car that he had bought was stolen. All because he was dealing with one-night stands with women that, that's Sugar Ray Leonard. I'm going to give him some ass, and then I'm going to walk away and steal. And that's what they did. It didn't help that he was also high all the time. He mentioned in his book that both his wife and his son, Ray Jr., would often cry. They would cry and they would beg him to stop, but Sugar Ray Leonard thought he was bigger than life. Sugar Ray Leonard thought he was bigger than the sport of boxing. Sugar Ray Leonard thought he was bigger than sports, period. He was Sugar Ray Leonard. His ego was out of control. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, and my father believed at the time, that the reason Sugar Ray Leonard was going through, and all this stuff came out in his highly publicized divorce from when Juanita filed for divorce, and then the divorce trial. And I'll talk more about this in part 10 next week. No, we're not going to do next week part 10. In a couple of weeks, we will do part 10. I will chronicle the divorce and what actually came out of the divorce. There was some very, very, very disturbing allegations against Sugar Ray Leonard from Juanita Leonard that Sugar Ray Leonard confirmed in the book that he actually did do. And it's why he lost that divorce, the divorce settlement, that divorce trial. Juanita took him to the cleaners, and rightfully so. We'll talk more about that in the final part in a couple of weeks. And by, ladies and gentlemen, man, my nose is... I apologize for the way my voice sounds. My voice isn't the best voice, so imagine now with the congestion. Anyway, I ran a poll on Twitter, and so after the last part that's coming up in a couple of weeks of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, we will immediately begin the next historical 10-part overview series, and that is The Life and Times of Roy Jones Jr., as determined by the listeners on Twitter. So, that'll be in a couple of weeks. Next week, we won't have part 10 of The Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard, because next week, we will be doing our Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk preview show, in which I play voice notes of predictions from several listeners. I will also give a historical overview of both Tyson Fury and Alexander Usyk's career. I will be doing a watch-along of one of each fight. It's going to probably be Usyk versus Daniel Dubois and Tyson Fury versus Deontay Wilder, their second fight. That's what I'm looking at right now as far as the watch-alongs that we'll be doing here on the Hitman Chronicles. All right, so for the next 2 years, between May of 1984 and March of 1986, Sugar Ray Leonard is partying. He's sleeping with one woman after another. He's snorting cocaine. He's drinking. And then on March 10th, 1986, he attends the fight between Marvelous Marvin Hagler and John the Beast Mugabe. He's in the VIP ringside area, sitting beside Michael J. Fox. At that point in time, Michael J. Fox was one of the biggest stars in television and movies. He was coming off his huge Back to the Future movie in 1985. And, of course, he was one of the biggest TV stars on, Family Matters? Not Family Matters, Family Ties. Man, early signs of dementia. Family Ties. Family Matters was that goofball Urkel. Family Ties was Alex P. Keaton, played by Michael J. Fox. So he was sitting alongside Michael J. Fox, and that's when he decided he was going to fight Hagler, because as I talked about in the final part of the Life and Times of Marvelous Marvin Hagler, part 10, his fight against John the Beast Mugabe, Hagler had difficulty with his defense against Mugabe. Mugabe hit Hagler way too many times in that fight. And Sugar Ray Leonard saw this, and Sugar Ray Leonard thought, okay. At that point in time, Sugar Ray Leonard was 29 going on 30. Sugar Ray Leonard felt with a full training camp that he could defeat Hagler. So as soon as Hagler stopped Mugabe in the 11th round, Sugar Ray Leonard told Mike Trainer, contact Bob Arum, who was Hagler's longtime promoter, let's get this ball rolling. I'm coming back. Sugar Ray Leonard announced his comeback. Marvelous Marvin Hagler, though, was being coy. He was fucking with Sugar Ray Leonard. He decided, you know what? I'm going to make Sugar Ray Leonard wait. And Hagler said, well, I've got options. I've got Thomas Hearns, who's my mandatory contender. I've got Donald Curry, who at that point in time was considered alongside Marvelous Marvin Hagler as the best fighter of the world. I don't need Sugar Ray Leonard right now. But truth be told, a rematch with Thomas Hearns or a fight with Donald Curry wasn't going to get Marvelous Marvin Hagler a guaranteed $12 million that this fight was going to get him. So, after a few months of making Sugar Ray Leonard wait, I believe it was either August or September of 1986, Hagler agreed to fight Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, I'm about to blow away some myths here. And Sugar Ray Leonard stated in his book that it was a myth. People for years have said, oh, Sugar Ray Leonard conned Marvin Hagler to make it a 12-round fight. Sugar Ray Leonard's book said he didn't care if it was 12 rounds or 15 rounds. He just wanted to fight Hagler because he felt that it was time and that he could beat Hagler. Mike Trainer and Bob Arum negotiated, and the fight, they agreed, would be 12 rounds. But it didn't matter what they agreed to, ladies and gentlemen. Sugar Ray Leonard was willing to go 15 rounds if need be. Trainer and Bob Arum came to an agreement that it would be 12 rounds as long as Marvelous Marvin Hagler got the lion's share of the closed circuit, pay-per-view, and original of what you call it, the early signs of dementia. He as long as Marvin Hagler was guaranteed the larger purse and the larger percentage of pay-per-view and closed circuit and gate revenue. Before closed circuit, pay-per-view, and the gate, the live gate would come into effect, Hagler was guaranteed $12 million. Sugar Ray Leonard was guaranteed $11 million. The agreement to 12 rounds became a non-issue once the WBA and IBF refused to sanction the fight. Only the WBC was the sanctioning body for this fight, even though Marvelous Marvin Hagler was the undisputed champion. The WBA and the WBC, the WBA and the IBF at that point in time were still sanctioning 15-round title fights. By September 1st, 1988, all title fights would be 12 rounds, WBA, WBC, and IBF. I'm not counting the bogus WBO that had just been formed. I don't count that bullshit. Anyway, back to the fight. So once the WBA and IBF pulled recognition of the fight, it was going to be 12 rounds because the WBC bylaws only sanctioned 12-round fights for world title fights. So Sugar Ray Leonard went on, and he had a, what he called in his book, phenomenal training camp. It was the greatest training camp he ever had, in his opinion. And he was in tip-top shape. But a week before the fight, Sugar Ray Leonard had come to the conclusion that the best way to fight Marvelous Marvin Hagler was to go toe-to-toe. He thought he could cut up Hagler and dominate Hagler with his hand speed inside and would force the referee, who was Richard Steele, to stop the fight. But circumstances that occurred while sparring changed the game plan, and luckily for Sugar Ray Leonard, he did change that game plan. A week before the fight, Sugar Ray Leonard was sparring with Quincy Taylor, a southpaw middleweight who would have a cup of coffee as the WBC middleweight champion in the mid-90s. Quincy Taylor rocked Sugar Ray Leonard with a left cross while Leonard was going toe-to-toe with Quincy. And Quincy right away realized that he had hurt Leonard and let up on him. He let up on Sugar Ray Leonard. After the sparring session was over, Sugar Ray Leonard knew that if Quincy Taylor could hurt him, and Quincy Taylor was never known as a big puncher, what kind of damage would Marvin Hagler do? As we all know, Marvin Hagler had one of the greatest, if not the greatest, left cross in boxing history. So that incident, while sparring, changed Sugar Ray Leonard's mind, and that's when he decided to box. Well, was that change of strategy the right strategy? I believe so. But now we go to the night of the fight. April 6, 1987, as we do our customary watch-along here on the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard and all other historical overviews we do in the history of boxing. What we're going to do is, let me find it. What we're going to do is, you know what? I'm going to pause this real quick while I get the video from YouTube, the link and everything together. So I'll be right back. You won't hear it, but let me set this up and I'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on your smartphones, your smart devices, your Apple TVs, your smart TVs, your laptops, your iMacs, your Google notebooks, your Google Chromes, your Chrome notebooks, whatever you watch TV on, whatever you watch YouTube on, go to the YouTube app, type in Leonard versus Hagler, Vintage Boxing. My buddy from the UK, Martin, that's his boxing video channel, the best boxing video channel on YouTube with the most pristine footage. My man Martin, follow him on Twitter, Vintage Boxing, or Blangaz, B-L-A-N-G-A-Z. You're going to go to YouTube, type in Leonard versus Hagler, Vintage Boxing. Click on the link that says Sugary Leonard versus Marvelous Marvin Hagler HBO replay under Vintage Boxing. Once you do that, mute your devices because I'm going to do the play-by-play. I'm doing the recreation of the play-by-play as I've done on every single Muhammad Ali episode, Thomas Hearns episode, Marvelous Marvin Hagler episode, and now Sugar Ray Leonard episode. Go to the 11 minute and 1 second mark of the footage of that fight, of the link. All right. You can pause this, give you some time to do it, then play, then come back to the podcast. I'm going to do the countdown from five. And when I say hit play, and we will begin the watch along as I recreate my version of the play by play from April 6, 1987. So let's begin the countdown. Five, four, three, two, one. Hit play. There we go. You see Richard Steele summoning Marvin Hagler to come to the middle of the ring. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. As you heard at the beginning of the podcast, 62 wins, 2 losses, 2 draws, making the 13th defense of his middleweight championship of the world. Now, he was still the undisputed middleweight champion of the world. The WBA and IBF recognized this fight as a non-title fight. Only the WBC recognized this as a title fight. As we're getting ready for round one, Sugar Ray Leonard in his book brought back David Jacobs. David Jacobs had left Sugar Ray Leonard after the first Duran fight, and now he's back in Sugar Ray Leonard's camp as we get ready for round one. Here we go, round one. April 6, 1987, Sugar Ray Leonard versus Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Sugar Ray moving like I expected him to move. Now, at this point in time, I was attending college in New Orleans, Loyola University. So I saw this fight on closed circuit at the New Orleans Superdome. And let me tell you, that crowd that night has led it through a right cross left hook combination. And then he sticks the jab out there. Sugar Ray Leonard moving. Now, Hagler is not in his customary softball position. He's fighting orthodox. Keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that as a mental note. So I saw this fight at the Superdome, and it was the first major fight I ever saw a closed circuit without my father. I was a month shy of my 19th birthday, and my father that night took my mother to see that fight back in New York at Madison Square Garden. And so the following morning, him and I talked about what we thought, who we thought won. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice combination. And our thoughts on the strategy, we talked the next day by long distance. But at this night, nice stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. We were in two separate parts of the country, and the first time I ever saw a fight on closed circuit, I ever saw a fight, period, in an arena. Another nice three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard without my father. I'm surprised my mother went with my father because my mother abhorred boxing. She would only watch it with us, you know, as spend time with her husband and her son. But other than that, she really didn't care. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. He ties up Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And I don't know why Hagler is fighting from the conventional style. I guess he wanted to confuse Sugar Ray Leonard. There he goes, and he switches back to southpaw, and then he lands a combination to the body there. Hagler did absolutely nothing from the orthodox position. Once he went back to his customary southpaw position, he was able to land a combination to Sugar Ray Leonard's body. Sugar Ray moving like he should. I'm glad that he decided not to go toe-to-toe with Marvelous Marvin Hagler. It would have been a mistake. Now, the reason he did that, because he thought he could stop Hagler on cuts. But fate intervened. Quincy Taylor rocked him with that left cross while in sparring. And now Sugar Ray Leonard is moving and giving Hagler fits. As round one comes to an end, that round was easily Sugar Ray Leonard's round because the only thing Hagler did was a combination to the body. Other than that, Ray moved, landed a few nice combinations. And so round one goes to Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9 on my scorecard. Sugar Ray Leonard's entire team is back together. Angelo Dundee, Jax Morton, and Dave Jacobs. And the Petronelli brothers with Marvelous Marvin Hagler making the 13th defense of his undisputed. Well, not. He's still undisputed champion, but only the WBC is recognizing this as a title fight, not the WBA and IBF. As they show replays of that right cross left hook combination. That was the first nice combination Leonard landed in round one. So we get ready for round two. 12 rounds. For the only the WBC middleweight championship of the world, undisputed champion Marvelous Marvin Hagler against the legendary Sugar Ray Leonard. And Hagler once again starts off in the orthodox style, which, and he throws a left hook there that just misses, which I think is a huge mistake. And I didn't understand why, when I was watching this on closed circuit, why Hagler would do this. I guess he wanted to confuse Sugar Ray Leonard, but ladies and gentlemen, up until this point, Sugar Ray Leonard had only faced one very good softball fighter, and that was Ayub Kalouli. Everybody else was conventional. Combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. He landed a nice right to the body on that combination. Sugar Ray Leonard moving. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard, and he ties up Hagler. Hagler throws a couple of shots to the body while Leonard ties him up. Richard Steele breaks them. At this point in time, Hagler was 32 years old. Sugar Ray Leonard was a month shy of his 31st birthday. Sugar Ray Leonard missed with a right hand right there that cuffed him. I just hate the fact that Hagler is fighting from the conventional style. As Leonard pot shots those two jabs and then ties up Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Ooh, Hagler just missed with a right cross there as he's fighting from the orthodox position. Sugar Ray moving. Now, nice right cross left uppercut combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what you call necessary movement, not unnecessary. He has to move. He can't stay in the middle of the ring with Marvelous Marvin Hagler. He has to move, and he has to use Hagler's older legs against him. Now, remember, even though Sugar Ray Leonard could be rusty, 3 years away from the sport, combination to get my Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler himself hadn't fought in 13 months. Sugar Ray Leonard landed a right and then made Hagler miss with a left. So, both men were coming off being rusty. There really wasn't a huge advantage for Hagler because he hadn't fought in over a year. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard there. And then taking the fact that Sugar Ray Leonard's legs were refreshed from 3 years of no fighting. Oh, Hagler just missed with a right cross, and then Leonard landed another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard ties Hagler's head up and lands a nice combination inside. Sugar Ray Leonard utilizing his legs. Nice combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard off to a brilliant start. Combination to the body, left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. End of round two. Another round in the books for Sugar Ray Leonard. 10-9. 2018 Leonard after two rounds on my scorecard. So both men had extended layoffs. So going into this fight, Hagler didn't have that edge of being more active because he hadn't fought in 13 months. Sugar Ray Leonard hadn't fought in 3 years. Also, Hagler had suffered in his last two fights with Hearns and John the Beast Mugabe a lot of punishment. He took a lot of punishment. This wasn't the same marvelous Marvin Hagler going into this fight. While Hagler has thrown 54 punches in the first two rounds, he's only landed 11, and that's because of Sugar Ray's movement as we get ready for round three. My father and I both thought on the several conversations we had leading up to this fight that Hagler was going to knock out Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, Hagler finally fighting in the softball position. It did not work the first two rounds fighting from the orthodox position. Nice right to the body there by Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray moving. We thought Hagler would knock out Sugar Ray Leonard because we didn't think a fighter coming off of a three-year layoff could fight a legendary fighter like Hagler. Oh, Hagler landed a nice left cross there. Another left cross by Hagler. Hagler having the best success of the fight for himself so far here in round three. But my father and I didn't take into consideration the punishment Hagler took in his last two fights and the wear and tear of his legs and himself not fighting in over a year. Sugar Ray with a nice right to the body there. Sugar Ray continues to stick to the game plan. Moving, making Hagler follow him. This is necessary movement, not unnecessary movement. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Double jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler is not utilizing his jab at all in this fight. Now, in the first two rounds, from the orthodox stance, he wasn't jabbing. And now that he's back to his customary softball stance, he's not jabbing. Hagler has one of the greatest right jabs, if not the greatest right jab any softball has in boxing history. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. And he is not utilizing that jab at all in this fight. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Instead, he's following Sugar Ray Leonard. And, oh, nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. And looking to knock out Sugar Ray Leonard with one shot. This is not the marvelous Marvin Hagler that we are accustomed to seeing. Even when Hagler fights a boxer like a Sugar Ray Leonard, he comes in behind a booming right jab. That right jab is non-existent. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard, and Sugar Ray Leonard smartly ties up Hagler every time they get inside. Hagler had gotten off to a good start this round, but it's been all Sugar Ray. Another right cross by Sugar Ray since the midway point of this round. Combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Ooh, nice left cross by Hagler at the bell. But put that round in the bag for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9. 30-27 Sugar Ray Leonard after three rounds. Watching this fight in the Superdome, I was totally frustrated because I was rooting heavily for Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I thought, yeah, finally, Sugar Ray Leonard's going to get his comeuppance for breaking my heart when he beat Duran in the No Mas fight, when he batted and brutally beat Wilfred Benitez, and when he came from behind and knocked out my idol, Thomas Hearns. Watching this fight, I was like, what the hell's going on here? After three rounds, it's all Sugar Ray Leonard. Even though Hagler did have a good start to round three once he went back to being a softball, Sugar Ray carried the second half of the round to win the round as we get ready for round four. Hagler not utilizing that jab. He's stalking Sugar Ray Leonard, but he's not coming in behind that jab. Sugar Ray continues to move. My father and I also thought Hagler was going to knock out Sugar Ray Leonard because we didn't think Sugar Ray Leonard could move for 12 rounds. This was a 30-year-old Sugar Ray Leonard who hadn't fought in 3 years, about to be 31, against what my father and I felt was the greatest middleweight of the last 30 years. Ooh, nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Another right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard, and he's holding. He's smart to tie up Hagler once Hagler's within punching range. Right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler with a combination to the body of his own. Once again, Marvelous Marvin Hagler not pumping that jab. Combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. I can't see Sugar Ray Leonard being able to do this for 12 rounds. I mean, it's impressive now, but remember, it's hard to do this off a 3-year layoff. Stiff jab there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross just missed by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard once again carrying the action. Nice stiff jab there, and he made Hagler miss. Oh, combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler just missed with a left cross. Hagler's punches are not as accurate as they normally are. It's something. Oh! The bolo with a right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard as he begins to showboat here in round four. The snap on Hagler's punches are not there for some reason. A four-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler smiles. Left cross inside by Hagler, but Leonard escapes and moves and moves and moves and moves. Stiff jab. Hagler with a nice right to the body there. Leonard showboated. But another round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard, 10-9. I've got it 40-36 Leonard after four rounds. Brilliant, brilliant boxing by Sugar Ray Leonard. As Angelo Dundee gives him instructions, Dundee telling him to stop showboating. Let's get serious here. This is a beast you're fighting. There goes the bolo with a right to the body. Actually, that was a low blow. Referee didn't call it. Let's see it again. The bolo and, yeah, that was a low blow, ladies and gentlemen. Referee Richard Steele missed that. Petronelli's telling Hagler. They got to be telling Hagler, you got to step it up. As we get ready for round five. Ooh, nice combination to the body there by Hagler. Sugar Ray continues to move. Hagler, stepping it up a bit here. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right cross again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard, boxing brilliantly. Combination there again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler bangs the body while they're inside, but Sugar Ray Leonard off to a nice start here, Ralph. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard and left jab, right cross combination. Right cross again by Sugar Ray Leonard. The more aggressive combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard. The more aggressive Marvin Hagler is, the more openings Sugar Ray Leonard is taking advantage of. Right jab there by Hagler. Double jab by Hagler. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. He ties up Hagler. Hagler has been ineffective to the body as well. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice left to the body there. By then a combination by Sugar Ray Leonard after the left by Hagler to the body. Right cross. Just missed by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler missed with his right jab. Left to the body there by Leonard. Leonard makes Hagler miss. Hagler goes inside to the body. Right uppercut just missed by Hagler. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right and left combination by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Combination to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Now, Hagler went back to being orthodox, which is a mistake. Why? There goes Hagler back to being a softball. Stiff jab by Hagler. Another stiff jab by Hagler. Hagler's jab has had his most success in this round so far, but Leonard is still landing combinations. Nice. Oh! He might have hurt Sugar Ray Leonard there with a double left cross. Sugar Ray Leonard back with a combination. Oh, nice uppercut. That buckled Leonard's knees right there. Nice uppercut. It's a left cross by Hagler. Hagler with a right uppercut inside. Easily Hagler's best round of the fight. As for the first time, he caught Sugar Ray's attention with his punching power. Left to the body by Hagler. Hagler's got Sugar Ray Leonard up against the ropes. Leonard with a combination and Hagler with a combination to the body. Nice right at the end of the round by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. The first round I've given him as he shoves Sugar Ray Leonard. That round one to Hagler, 10-9. I've now got it. 49-46 Sugar Ray Leonard after five rounds. Look at legendary Nevada State physician and former commissioner Philip Hermansky watching Leonard in his corner. Let's see if they show the shot that hurt. That was a nice left hook inside. Right there, that right uppercut. That was the one that staggered Sugar Ray Leonard. Boom, right there. We get ready for round six. Hagler finally woke up there in round five. Ooh, nice right hook by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Hagler had more success when he began to land that right jab. And he's throwing it more as he lands the left cross there. He's throwing it more here in round six as well. Also, you got to put... Oh, nice left cross there by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. You got to also take into consideration, Leonard has been moving since the very opening round, and he still moves. And against a legendary pressure fighter, Marvin Hagler, in my opinion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler is the greatest boxer puncher to ever lived. He used to outbox the sluggers and outpunch the boxers. So when he's fighting the Sugar Ray Leonard, he's going to continue to go to walk you down. He's going to continue to put the pressure on. And it's hard for a fighter, even a great one like a Sugar Ray Leonard, nice three-punch combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard, to move and move without getting tired because the pressure there is immense. Combination again by Sugar Ray Leonard, right uppercut, left uppercut inside by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Nice combination there again by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard still landing because of Hagler's overall. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's going to have those punches all day. Uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard because of Hagler's aggression. Sugar Ray's just got to not get hurt by Hagler's brutal punching power inside. Ooh, Hagler missed with a wild right hook and a wild left cross. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard spending more time up against the ropes. He needs to stay off those ropes. Oh, nice left. Oh, nice four-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard having a nice bounce back round here, round six. Once again, Hagler goes back to the conventional stance, which is, in my opinion, foolish. He's had so much more success from the softball stance. Nice right hook inside by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Combination inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Got another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler landed the right inside. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard with a nice comeback round here in round six. Right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard with a brilliant sixth round. Put that round in the book for Sugar Ray Leonard. 10-9. 59-55. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. If Hagler's not careful, he's going to need a knockout in this fight. We'll talk about all three scorecards when the fight ends. Sugar Ray Leonard has landed almost 20 punches per round in this fight. And he's landed 50% of his punches, which is phenomenal for any fighter fighting an all-time great like a Marvelous Marvin Hagler. As we get ready for round seven. 12 rounds for the WBC Middleweight Championship of the World. The WBA and IBF said they would continue to recognize Hagler if he won this fight. But if he lost this fight, they would strip him of his title. Combination by Leonard to begin the round. Nice left inside by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Sugar Ray's movement still giving Hagler a lot of problems. Nice double uppercut inside by Hagler. Right jab by Hagler. Hagler abandoned that jab in the last round, and Sugar Ray Leonard took advantage. Right jab by Hagler. See how Hagler is able to have more success. Nice left hook there by Sugar Ray Leonard. When Hagler utilized the right jab. Nice right by Hagler. Hagler coming out fierce here in round seven. And he's got to. He's way behind on my scorecard. Oh, nice left cross there by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Left uppercut by Hagler. Hagler just missed with that wild right. He just missed with that left. Still, he's having great success here in this round. As he continues to pump that right jab, then left uppercut inside. Left by Hagler. Hagler left to the body. Sugar Ray Leonard with a left hook, but this has been a brilliant round by Hagler. But then again, Hagler keeps going back. All right, there he goes. Stick to being a softball, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. I just knew watching this fight in Superdome that Hagler was going to land something flush and drop Leonard. Nice right hook inside by Hagler. Sugar Ray, while he's still moving, he's not throwing as many punches as he did earlier. Nice right cross there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Combination to the body by Hagler. Hagler just missed with that left cross. Left cross inside by Hagler. Hagler pumping that jab more than he's done. Oh, nice left uppercut inside by Hagler. That uppercut has been huge for Hagler in this fight. Both men land their left there. Led it to the body. Led another left right down the pipe by Hagler. Chigurin led it up against the ropes, tied up Hagler. Referee Richard Steele has done a phenomenal job in this fight so far. Uppercut inside by Hagler. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler smiling. Another combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray with the Ollie shuffle. Nice stiff jab there by Hagler. Nice right hook there by Hagler. Oh, nice combination by Hagler. Stiff jab by Hagler. Left cross by Hagler. Hagler has Sugar Ray Leonard up and left to the body. Combination to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, another uppercut inside by Hagler. Left cross by Hagler. Nice round for Hagler. 10-9, round 7 I gave to Hagler. I now have it 68-65 after 7 rounds. Dundee probably telling Sugar Ray Leonard, stay off them damn ropes. Hagler let it breathe it heavily, as he should. He has danced for 7 rounds against one of the greatest punches of my lifetime. Petronelli brothers giving Hagler advice. As you can see, if Hagler continues to utilize that right jab, it helps cut the distance off against Sugar Ray Leonard. So let's see what adjustments both men make as we go into round 8. Also, there, Hagler's sticking that jab. That jab is working beautifully. Don't know why he tried to be orthodox fighter for most of the first 4 rounds. When as a southpaw, that right jab, referee, tape. They got to fix the tape on Leonard's gloves. You got to tape over that tape. There you go. Okay. Action about to resume again. A lot of Vaseline on Sugar Ray Leonard's chest and face. Let it back to moving, but Hagler has had greater success once he began staying in the southpaw stance and utilizing that great right jab of his. Combination by Leonard was a cuffing combination, not effective at all. Leonard impressively still moving. This is the 8th round, and he continues to move. And this is necessary movement, my father would call it, not unnecessary. Hagler, once again, going behind that jab. Landed a nice left. Another left there by Hagler. Another right jab by Hagler. Right cross by Leonard. Double jab by Hagler. Another stiff jab by Hagler. Another stiff jab by Hagler. Hagler with a nice 4-punch combination there. Sugar Ray with a nice stiff jab there. Hagler with a left to the body. Combination inside by Hagler, double left by Hagler to the body. Sugar Ray has stayed off those ropes there as he throws a combination. He stayed off the ropes in this round, but Hagler has been the aggressor and has been nice right cross there by Leonard. Has been the more effective with his jab in this round, even though Leonard landed a nice 3-punch combination there. Another combination by Leonard and Hagler went to the body. A minute left of the round. Tough, very close round so far. Both men have had their moments here in the 8th round. Hagler just missed with a right there. Hagler with nice 3 punches to the body. Combination decided by Hagler. Combination by Leonard. Nice left cross by Hagler. Right cross by Leonard. Left cross by Hagler. Combination to the body by Hagler. Oh, Hagler just missed with that left. Nice left to the body by Hagler. Oh, nice right hand by Hagler. Right cross by Leonard. Combination by Leonard. Oh, this is a tough round. Nice combination there by Hagler. That uppercut has been effective whenever he's landed it inside by Hagler. The end of the round, Leonard landed a left hook after the bell. I gave Hagler a slight edge in that round. That round could have easily went either way. I gave that round to Hagler, 10-9. I now have it 77-75 Leonard after 8 rounds. For some reason, a lot of so-called boxing experts consider this a huge robbery. Too many rounds in this fight could have went either way. And Leonard fought brilliantly the first half of the fight. I can't see how you call this a robbery. I don't. I'll talk about the scorecards, the three official scorecards, after this fight is over, as we get ready for round 9. Right now, the two fighters, Hagler seems the fresher of the two fighters because of Leonard's constant movement. Leonard's got to be very fatigued by now, round 9. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard, but Sugar Ray doesn't have the same snap in his punches he had in the first four or five rounds. Hagler missed with a wild left cross there. See, Leonard threw a three-punch combination there, but there's no... Nice uppercut by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice stiff jab by Hagler. Nice right cross by Leonard. Leonard ties Hagler up wisely. Wisely ties up Leonard. Hagler. Another combination by Leonard. Hagler banging the body. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Stiff jab by Sugar Ray Leonard. Right to the body by Hagler. Nice left cross inside by Hagler. Hagler with nice body work here in the ninth round. Nice dig to the body. Then two right crosses by Leonard. Oh, nice left cross by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. That was a beautiful shot. Another left cross by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Another left cross by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Hagler bagging the body. Leonard. Uppercut inside by Hagler. Hagler having great success here now. Leonard's got to stay off those ropes. Hagler pounding away with the jab. Leonard comes off with a 5-punch, 7-8-9-10-punch combination there. Hagler with a nice right hook inside. Sugar Ray Leonard with a nice 6-7-punch combination. Then Hagler dig to the body. He dug deep to that body there. Leonard, oh, they're going toe-to-toe now, ladies and gentlemen. Leonard with a nice 5-6-punch combination. Oh, left cross inside by Hagler. Right uppercut inside by Hagler. Left uppercut inside by Hagler. Leonard definitely tired him. Leonard does bounce off the ropes on a combination, but then Hagler back with his own combination. Great action here. The best two-way action of the fight so far. Oh, nice left inside by Hagler. Combination by Leonard. Leonard so tight. Nice right by Hagler. A couple of right hooks inside by Hagler that landed. Uppercut inside by Hagler. Leonard's definitely fatigued. Ooh, Hagler missed with a whistling left cross. Oh, both men landed there. End of round 9. What a round. I gave that round to Hagler, but Sugar Ray Leonard had his moments in that round as well. Sugar Ray exhausted. I now have it 86-85 Leonard after 9 rounds, as I gave that round 10-9. They show highlights. There goes that left cross that I thought stunned Leonard for a brief moment. Leonard came back with some nice combinations. Oh, that was a nice left hook. Then Hagler would come back and bang that body. This was a fight, ladies and gentlemen, between the two best fighters of the 1980s, in my opinion. Hagler and Leonard. Ooh, Hagler just missed with a right hook. Leonard back to moving. Got to give Leonard credit. This is the 10th round and he's still moving, still dancing. What my father calls necessary movement. Because whenever he's stayed inside, he's taken a beating when he's been up against the ropes. Leonard utilize a jab. Nice right uppercut inside by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice left inside by Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Nice left to the body there by Hagler. Another right to the body by Hagler. Hagler banging that body in this round like he did the last round. Leonard with a nice three-punch combination. Uppercut inside again by Hagler. That uppercut might have stunned there, Leonard. I don't know. Leonard might be playing possum there. That uppercut was old. Left cross by Hagler. Left to the body by Hagler. Sugar Leonard with a three-punch combination gets off the ropes. Nice right cross by Sugar Leonard. Oh, nice combination inside by Leonard. Let his hands go when need be. Left cross by Hagler. Hagler with a body combination. Nice double left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. These rounds are very tough to score, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know why they call it robbery. Nice triple uppercut inside by Hagler. Hagler missed with a whistling left cross. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Let his hands go when he has to. Nice. Oh, nice. That was a nice right hand by Hagler inside. This is another tough round to score, ladies and gentlemen. Hagler just missed. Oh, nice combination by Hagler. Uppercut again by Hagler. Very tough rounds to score. Oh, nice right inside by Hagler. Sugar Ray Leonard, definitely the more fatigue of the two. Combination by Leonard. Uppercut inside by Hagler, left inside by Hagler. Uppercut again by Hagler. That uppercut has been the most effective punch of Hagler's repertoire in this fight. Another round of the book I gave for Hagler, 10-9, even though it was very tough. The score here, gave that round to Hagler. I have it 95-95 after 10 rounds. Very difficult fight to score. You saw Harold Letterman's scorecard. He gave that last round to Leonard. That round could have gone either way. But after 10 rounds, I've got Hagler coming all the way back. I had Hagler losing 5 of the first 6 rounds. I've had him sweep the last 4. As we get ready for round 11. Kudos to Sugar Ray Leonard for fighting his fight, sticking to the game plan, even though he is very tired right now. Both men landed uppercuts there. Sugar Ray continues to move. What my father calls necessary movement. Nice left to the body. Oh, nice right hook by Hagler. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Hagler back to trying to pump that right jab, then it cut the ring off. Nice left cross by Hagler. Nice combination by Leonard. Ooh, nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Nice stiff jab by Hagler. Hey, these rounds are tough to score because both men are having success. Combination inside by Hagler. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Uppercut to punctuate that combination. Nice right cross by Sugar Ray Leonard. Missed with the left hook. It's a tough round to score. Nice right to the body by Sugar Ray Leonard. These rounds are very tough to score. Combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, they butted heads inside. Combination inside by Hagler. Hagler with a nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, nice! Leonard landed a couple hooks to the body into the head in that sequence. And then he does that bolo punch that to no avail. Sugar Ray Leonard fighting an impressive 11th round considering all the movement he's done in this fight. Nice combination there by Sugar Ray Leonard. Oh, three-punch combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. This is Leonard's best round in several rounds. Hagler missed with a combination there. Nice left to the body, left to the head by Sugar Ray Leonard. Leonard missed with a right cross and cuffed Hagler with a left hook. Hagler with a nice stiff jab there. Uppercut inside by Hagler. Nice right cross that by Leonard that Hagler landed with a left cross of his own. Oh, nice left hook by Sugar Ray Leonard. Sugar Ray Leonard's got to be exhausted. I could tell by his movement. But he out-hustled Hagler in that round. And take the 11th round on my scorecard, 10-9. I've got it 105-104. Let it go into the 12th and final round. To this day, I don't understand why Hagler thought he had the fight in the bag going into the 12th and final round. This fight was not a robbery, ladies and gentlemen. It's a tough fight to score. See, to me, in my opinion, that was Leonard's most decisive round since the 6th. The 12th and final round. Dundee giving Leonard some last words of motivation. Petronelli's giving Hagler some last words of motivation as they get ready to touch gloves for the 12th and final round. Nice double left there by Hagler. Sugar Ray Leonard bouncing now, bouncing. Combination by Leonard was a cuffing one. Nice stiff jab there by Hagler. Hagler, when he's landing that jab, is so much more effective. And he's come out with a nice right jab in this round. Combination to the body to the left cross by Hagler. Stiff jab again by Hagler. Uppercut inside by Hagler. That uppercut by Hagler has been tremendous in this fight. Nice left to the body, left cross by Hagler. Uppercut by Hagler again. Sugar Ray with a combination there. But Sugar Ray Leonard is definitely exhausted. Right now, he's fighting on fumes and guile. He made Hagler miss three times there up against the ropes. Hagler goes to the body again. Hagler digging the body inside. Leonard with a shoe-shine combination there. Shoe-shine combination by Sugar Ray Leonard. And then he bounces off. Those punches had no effect, but they look great. It was a shoe-shine. And then Leonard moving. Killing the clock. Like my father said, this was necessary movement. He could stand for a minute there, but he had to get out. And it looks like he's looking at the time. Let it look at the countdown. Let it probably thinks he's had enough rounds in the bank to score. I don't think either fighter should think that. As Hagler bags the body. Bags the body. Sugar Ray with a jab. Double jab there by Sugar Ray. Hagler let it miss with a right cross. Landed the left hook and then let it move it. Move it. Move it. Doing the Ollie shuffle. All of this, Lennon is trying. Oh, nice right inside by Hagler. Lennon landed his own right, and then Lennon. Combination missed. Bagging the body is Hagler. Lennon is completely spent. Combination inside by Hagler. Hagler continues to bag that body. Uppercut inside. Three punch combination by Hagler. Lennon comes back with a combination of his own. Then he moves. Other than that shiny shoe shine 8-9 punch combination, this round has been dominated by Hagler as he's beating that body. Uppercut inside by Hagler. Nice combination by Hagler. Let it back with a combination of his own. Nice left by Hagler. Another left by Hagler. Hagler coming on strong at the end. Another left by Hagler. Left to the body. The fight ends that round. In my opinion, was easily Hagler's 10-9. And ladies and gentlemen, like I did that night in the New Orleans Superdome, I have the fight scored. 114-114, a draw. Ladies and gentlemen, you can stop your device there. You can pause it. You can stop it, whatever. I am going to look up the official scorecards. And then I will talk about the aftermath of this fight. Let me just pause this podcast for a moment. All right. My scorecard was 114-114. I had it dead even. My father, when I spoke to him the following morning, he saw the fight with my mother. He thought Hagler won the fight 115-113. My mom thought Sugar Ray Leonard won the fight, even though she didn't score the fight. My mother was like, well, I thought he landed better punches and he looked prettier. Yeah. We look at the stats of the fight. I want to break this down, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how you people could think this was a robbery. First and foremost, they polled a lot of journalists, and it was damn near 50-50 who they thought won the fight, with the so-called boxing journalists and experts. It's a tough fight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't see how you could think this was a robbery, okay? Now, let's look at the scorecards. Lou Filippo had it 115-113 Hagler. He gave Hagler the last two rounds, okay? Jose Juan Guerra should be arrested for his scorecard as he had the fight 118-110 in favor of Sugar Ray Leonard. I don't know what he was smoking. Don't know what he was smoking. There's no way in the world Sugar Ray Leonard won 10 rounds in this fight. No way. No, it was like a scorecard was written before the fight started. And Judge Dave Moretti, who this clown is still judging today, had it 115-113 Sugar Ray Leonard. I can't argue with this scorecard, but this clown is still judging, and I was 9 years old when he first started judging back in 1977. Damn near 50 years later, this clown is still judging, but I have no argument with his scorecard, 115-113 Sugar Ray Leonard, because this fight could have gone either way. There were several rounds that could have gone either way, and I mentioned that while doing the watch-along. Now, for those of you who think Hagler was robbed, in total punches, Sugar Ray Leonard landed 53% of his power punches, and Sugar Ray Leonard landed 49% of his total punches. Sugar Ray Leonard outlanded Hagler by 15 punches, 306 to 291. Okay, Hagler threw more punches. Leonard was much more accurate. But Leonard never hurt Hagler. I thought Hagler hurt Leonard twice in this fight. So when you look at the punch output, very close. Leonard was the more accurate of the two. Especially the first six rounds. Second half of the fight, this fight was a tale of two fights. The first six rounds, I had Leonard winning five of the first six rounds. The last six rounds, I had Hagler winning five of the last six rounds. So this was a tale of two fights. In my opinion, Hagler wins the fight if he fights as a softball for the entire fight. He gave away the first 3 to 4 rounds because he fought from the orthodox position. That was a huge mistake by Hagler. He thought he could confuse Leonard, but Leonard had only fought one legit southpaw his entire career going into that fight. Hagler being the greatest softpaw. And if you notice, when Hagler stayed a softpaw, in my eyes, he won 6 of the last 8 rounds by being a softpaw while giving away the first 4 rounds by predominantly being an orthodox fighter. So I thought if Hagler would have fought a softpaw, I don't think he would have knocked out Sugar Ray Leonard, but I think he would have won the decision convincingly. Then again, I don't know. Well, in Guerra's case, I guess he was so starstruck, it didn't matter what Hagler did. Leonard was going to win those rounds. But on Moretti's scorecard, Moretti would have probably given the fight to Hagler had he fought his softball from the beginning. So that was a strategic error that cost Hagler. Leonard won by split decision. As far as the wages went, after the pay-per-view and close circuit and live gate money came in, Hagler got $20 million. Sugar Ray Leonard got $12 million. And so you see why Hagler never fought again. He didn't have to. He went and he made $20 million and he retired. Well, he didn't retire right away. Of course, he was stripped of the WBA and IBF titles. He lost the WBC title. On May 27th, 1987, almost 2 months after his shocking comeback win, Sugar Ray Leonard announced his retirement for the fourth time. A year later, and I mentioned this on the Life and Times of Marvelous Marvin Hagler, June of 1988, following his brother Robbie Sims' loss to Sumbu Kalembe, Marvin Hagler announced his retirement while being interviewed after the fight. And so Hagler never stepped into the ring again after losing that fight to Sugar Ray Leonard. He moved to Italy. Him and his longtime wife, Bertha, were divorced. He met an Italian woman out there, and he spent the majority of the last... See, he moved to Italy in 1988. So, Wills and Marvelous Marvin Hagler unfortunately died early 2021. So, he spent the majority of his last 30-something years in Italy, even though he did die in the United States. Still, to this day... unconfirmed sources as how he died at the age of 66. But I talked all about that on the Marvelous Marvin Hagler Life and Times podcast. Sugar Ray Leonard was now back on top of the world, and then he retired for the fourth time. And my father, I was hoping for the last time, but no! He would come back in November of 1988. In a fight promoted by Vince McMahon and Titan Sports, Sugar Ray Leonard, now a three-division world champion, welterweight, junior middleweight, and middleweight, decided to move up and face Donnie Lalonde for Donnie Lalonde's WBC light heavyweight title and for the vacant WBC super middleweight title. And that will be the subject of the 10th and final part of the Life and Times of Sugar Ray Leonard. And we will hold, put out that podcast in 2 weeks. In a few days, I'm recording this on Friday. You guys will get to hear this because I'm going to release this right away here, Friday, May 10th. Sunday morning, May 12th, I will come out with the Lomachenko versus Kambosos recap pod, and then during the middle of the week, either Tuesday or Wednesday, I will come out with my Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk preview show. And then Sunday morning, May 19th, I will come out with my Tyson Fury versus Alexander Usyk recap show. And then sometime in the middle of that week, May 22nd or May 23rd, I will come out with my first installment of The Life and Times of Roy Jones Jr. I'm going to end the podcast with Sugar Ray Leonard and Marvelous Marvin Hagler's post-fight interviews after Sugar Ray Leonard won via split decision. Until next time when we talk, Vasily Lomachenko versus George Kambosos. Enjoy these post-fight interviews. And to my listenership out there, please continue to always be blessed and be a blessing.
Let's get to Chuck Hall now. We will get the official decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the decision of the judges. We have a split decision. Judge Lou Filippo scores the bout. 115, Marvin Hagler. 113, Ray. Judge Jojo Guerra scores the bout. 118, Leonard. 110, Hagler. And Judge Dave Moretti scores 115, 113. By the winner, by a split decision, and new champion of the world, Sugar Ray Leonard.
All right, let's go up now to the ring where Larry Merchant is with the new middleweight champion.
Verdicts were announced, it was a split decision. You seem to feel you had it won easily. Were you shocked?
No, I wasn't, Larry. I stole the earlier rounds. I figured that was Marvin's intentions to let me win the early rounds. I've been trying to figure me out. The mistake he made, I think the Petronas made, he stayed right-handed more than anything. And I was able to land some good right hand. I stunned him a couple of times. I got that respect. He came on strong and was very intelligent because my gas tank was getting low.
Could you have gone another three rounds in a 15-round fight?
My heart is it was in the fight. I would have pushed it no matter what, Larry. You know, this was a great accomplishment for me. I mean, a lot of people didn't think I could do it. You didn't think I could do it. And for very good reasons. I mean, I pulled it through, and I think what it was all about was what was in here. And I was away from the ring for 5 years, and I hope they don't say that Marvelous Marvin Hagler, his talents had eroded. I'd be the guy who was so determined like he was in the past.
All right, thank you, Larry. So Sugar Ray Leonard is now the new middleweight champion. Both fighters very confident as they stood listening to Chuck Hull announce the official decision. None more so than a former champion, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. He thought that he had won the fight. In fact, he thought there was no doubt about it. Right now, he is with Larry Merchant. Larry?
All right, Marvin, you thought you won the fight?
I did win the fight. There's no doubt about it. After about the fourth round, I took the whole fight, kept it going, made him fight every second away. Get the pressure on him, you know, it didn't hurt nothing. I'll get it for the end of the round. You know, that flurry stuff didn't mean anything. You know, I'm in Vegas, you know.
Do you feel that he stole the fight with his flurries?
He just stole it. He knew he lost it. Everybody knew he lost it.
Do you want a rematch?
I don't want to think about it right yet. I don't think it's fair. That's okay. That's the way they
play. Were you surprised that he was able to sustain the pace you put on him? After all
that's
of this
all
inactivity?
All he had to do. All he had to do. Anybody that goes the distance with me, Larry, you know, I'm the greatest. I got to tell you, I felt the greatest tonight, you know, and I proved that I was the true champion. He didn't knock me down. Didn't hurt me at all. Come on. I just can't believe it, Larry.
Thank you, Marvin.
Okay?